Episode 3. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? In case you missed episode 1 and 2, Reddit here and here. Agatha slept very little that night, falling into listless naps between meditations that left her more disturbed than rested. What she came home to witness was self-explanatory enough. The living room scene and her matrimonial room in a rumpled state suggested that her husband was messing around with some other woman in the house. Her conviction seemingly right yet blurred, she tried to weigh all the likely possibilities of who the woman could be. Could it be one of the models who paraded her husband's office? All of them, most times skinny daredevils. On the other hand, the rumpled state of her matrimonial bed readily implicated her housemaid, Ebong. She reasoned that her husband could not have brought just any woman into the room except someone within, and that could only be Ebong. She had access to their room, and it wouldn't have looked out of place for both of them to feel comfortable in there. She sighed, and a wave of anxiety swept over her, like an astronaut about to make a first trip to the moon. As if mother luck was on her side, coming too early that same Saturday morning while she helped her daughter with her homework, Agatha noticed as Ebong ran out of the kitchen in discomfort and toward the visitor's toilet. She had her hand over her mouth, trying to hold back an explosion of vomit. Agatha hurriedly dumped her daughter and ran after her like a detective who just got a chance to pin down a criminal. It was the moment she had craved for, getting to the root of it all in no time. She had an idea about what that could be. She had been there before. When a woman suddenly jerks and takes to her heels toward the toilet with her hand over her mouth, it only tells that she is pregnant. That ordinarily should make the woman happy and her husband excited, except if the nest was perched on the wrong tree. Like what she was about to find out now. The young lady was done vomiting and was cleaning up her mess when Agatha caught up with her. She eyeballed her with suspicion. Then she went close to her and pulled her by the chin toward her so they were eyeball to eyeball. The question was apt. Did you miss your period? She stood over her like a giant balloon, and she tried to guard the door so she wouldn't flee. No, Ma, the lady replied, a little embarrassed, and her eyebrows rolled like a nervous snake. She read the weight in her boss's question and instantly took pregnancy off the table. I am not pregnant. I only drank some bitter leaf mixture early this morning before eating, that's why I vomited, she said. Agatha knew that could happen, yet something played on the lady's face that told her she shouldn't believe her. So she wasted no time in putting a call through to her doctor and demanding she come around as a matter of urgency. Next, she called her best friend, Clara, whom she had hinted about the recent development in her home. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Continue reading next week. Meanwhile, please share your thoughts by leaving a comment.